You're listening to Gerald Fleury and the Key of David on 101.3 KPCG and online at kpcg.fm.
Greetings, everyone. When the British people crown a new king or a queen, something really strange happens in that ceremony. And authorities will tell you that for hundreds of years, and they can't usually come to a definite date on that, but for hundreds of years, when a king or a queen has been coronated or crowned, they sing the song Zadok the Priest. Well, at least they've been doing that for a couple hundred years, just that specific song by Handel, the author of it. Why Zadok the Priest? If you understand the Bible, you realize that, especially if you know about David and his throne, that Zadok the priest is one of the most prominent characters at that time. And yet, not many people probably understand that very well. But what does that have to do with you? Why should that even concern you? Well, if you study very closely, you'll see that the very elect in the last era of God's church, or the end time of God's church, the very elect are called sons of Zadok. If you look at the book of Ezekiel, it's all prophecy for this end time. At least most of it is. 90% or more of it is prophecy for this end time. And if you look at chapters 40 through 44, it talks about the sons of Zadok and how they serve God in this end time. And if you want to get the history of the Zadok the priest, you'll have to go back to mainly to 1 Kings, and 1 Kings happens to be one of the former prophets. And of course, when you talk about a former prophet, you're talking again about mostly prophecy for this end time, because 90% of all the prophecy in the Bible is for this end time. So we have a booklet on the former prophets, and it will prove that to you if you'd like to request that. Also, we have a new reprint we want to offer you. It's a two-part reprint article about the sons of Zadok. And it gives you all the details of that ceremony that they have when they crown a king or queen in England. Why would God have this little flock, very elect of His, given this most noble title for this end time? They conduct themselves like Father Zadok. And yet, I mean, you have to know something about the Bible to put all this together, but it's not as complicated as it might seem. It just requires a little study. Today, the sons of Zadok approach this differently, somewhat differently than Zadok's time with David, because today it has to do with delivering a message and not just directly serving David on his throne. It has to do with delivering a message today. And I'm telling you that as a group in this last era of God's church, those who receive the greatest reward are the sons of Zadok, spiritually, in this end time. Now that's really quite interesting. The sons of Zadok are, it's the highest calling in God's church. The highest calling in God's church. Now that, I think, is worth studying into to see, well, what is that all about? Because if you look in Ezekiel 40 through 44, those four chapters or five chapters, you can see that God says, now these sons of Zadok in the world tomorrow are going to come near me in the temple and work with me at headquarters, and yet most of God's people reject that vision of Zadok the priest in this end time. So he says some of it, just a little percentage, small percentage of his own people are going to be able to come near him in headquarters throughout the millennium, 1,000 years, and even throughout eternity, because of what they did in the end time. Now that most of that about Zadok and the throne of David and all that is covered in our book on the United States and Britain in prophecy. And all of our literature is free. You can have any of this you want by just ordering it. And let me tell you, it is of the very highest quality. But we need to know where that throne of David is today. And God says it does exist on this earth right now. And we need to know about who is going to sit on that throne shortly. And it's a lot more than a man called David. Most of God's own people turn away from that vision, though, in this end time, but not the sons of Zadok. They stay loyal to David's throne from beginning to end, just like Father Zadok did. That's the kind of people they are. Now, shortly, I'm going to give you some information about that coronation, and I think it will stun you when you hear about it and inspire you at the same time. I mean, it's information that's going to clear up a big mystery in this world and even in many of God's people. But it also makes a statement there in that ceremony about the Bible that you don't ever hear today. And I think it will help you to fall in love with the Bible if you realize the true value of it. And they stated that in that ceremony in 1953 when Queen Elizabeth was crowned. Well, what is it all that have? What does it have to do with the Bible? What does it have to do with Zadok? What does all that ceremony have to do with these characters like David and his throne? Well, you need to know because it has everything to do with our future. Notice Luke 1, verses 30 through 33. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you shall conceive in your womb and bring forth a son and shall call his name Jesus. And he shall be great and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the eternal God, or the Lord God, shall give unto him the throne of his father David. So here is Luke, one of the gospel writers, and in the very first chapter, he talks about the throne of David. Why? Well, because it is a vision we have to understand for this end time, and that throne is going to be given, it says here, to Jesus Christ. And that in that imminent return of his, which happens just a short time after that great falling away in God's own church. So David was also the father of Christ in his genealogy. In other words, Christ was a descendant of David, and that's why he's called the son of David. The father is going to give David's throne to his son Christ. It's the father's throne. It's not David's throne, but it's the father's throne. He's going to give it to Christ. So this is the throne of God we're talking about, even though it's called David's throne. And that's what Zadok saw through all of David's sins and problems and difficulties and the enemies trying to overthrow him. He saw God behind that throne, and he saw that it was God's throne and not David's throne. So there is a key that unlocks this in this end time. And if you think about it, it has everything to do with the throne of David and Zadok the priest. Notice Revelation 3 and verse 7, And to the angel of the church in Philadelphia write, These things says he that is holy, and he that is true, and he that has the key of David, he that opens and no man shuts, and shuts and no man opens. So here is the key that unlocks the understanding about the throne of David and about Zadok the priest. If you understand the key of David, you understand this, and we have a booklet on that as well that'll really add to your understanding of this. And it's entitled The Key of David, which is the name of our television program, and for good reason. But in this, the last two eras of God's church, the message that God, the only message God gave them was the key of David, and that all revolves around David's throne. And Zadok the priest is one of the most prominent characters in that scenario. That's what we need to understand. But of course, the bigger mystery is that you need to understand that this is the very throne of God. And if you understand what happens around that throne, like people turning away from that message and that vision, then you know we're very close to the second coming of Jesus Christ. It is shortly coming to pass right after that rebellion, and it's already occurred. But think about this, that the only message Christ gave the last two eras of His church for the end time, both of them in the end time, was the key of David. That's it. That's the only message He gave them. The key of David, and it unlocks everything about David's throne and Zadok the priest and all of these issues I'm discussing today. Zadok was the most loyal high priest David ever had. And that's what God wants in this end time from His sons of Zadok, and that's what He gets, is they have a fierce loyalty to the throne of David and what it all means and the key of David vision, which includes that throne and more. But notice verse 8, I know your works. Behold, I have set before you an open door, and no man can shut it. For you have a little strength and have kept my word and have not denied my name. Now, what is that open door? What is it that Christ is talking about here? Well, He's talking about opening up a door so this message about the key of David and David's throne can be delivered to this world. That is how the sons of Zadok fiercely defend David in this end time. That's how they do it. And you can go on and see in verses 14 through 20, it talks more about that. But let's go to Ezekiel 44, verses 7 and 8. Again, we have to keep in mind that that falling away of God's people in this end time is a sign, it's a sign of Christ's imminent return. And that's already occurred. And here God talks about it again. In Ezekiel 44 in verse 7, where God's people turn away from Him. Remember, this is an end time book and it's prophecy for today. And our Ezekiel booklet makes that very clear. Verse 7, in that you have brought into my sanctuary strangers, uncircumcised in heart, and uncircumcised in flesh to be in my sanctuary, to pollute it, even my house, when you offer my bread, or the food today, the spiritual food, and the fat and the blood, and they have broken my covenant. There's an old covenant and a new covenant, but this is about the new covenant. And it's all spiritual, unlike what it was in ancient Israel. Verse 8, and you have not kept the charge of my holy things, like the key of David message. You haven't kept that. God is talking to His own sanctuary, His own people, and they have not kept the holy things. The key of David vision primarily, which includes all of those holy things. But you have set keepers of my charge in my sanctuary for yourselves. Now, the sanctuary being God's own temple or spiritual temple today, God's own church, and it's certainly not talking about the nations of Israel because they don't understand God's truth today. The whole world is deceived, Revelation 12 and verse 9. But God's little flock does understand. The sons of Zadok do understand. And God says they're going to have a special place in His kingdom because of that for all eternity. Jesus Christ said, look, I will build my church and it will never die. So this is about the church, spiritual Israel. Not ancient Israel who were never even given God's Holy Spirit. Notice verse 15. But the priests, the Levites, the sons of Zadok, that kept the charge of my sanctuary, when the children of Israel, this is the spiritual Israel in this end time, the very church of God, they turned away. When the children of Israel went astray from me, they shall come near to me and to minister unto me. That's in the world tomorrow. And they shall stand before me to offer unto me the fat and the blood unto the Lord God. So here you see these people were loyal to David's throne when everybody else was turning away from it. And that vision of the key of David and all about the throne of David. Here, when all that was happening, the sons of Zadok were loyal to that throne, just like their father, Zadok the priest. It's a powerful, powerful lesson if we can just understand it. But we're talking about spiritual Israel. And there's just a lot here that we must understand. First of all, Zadok was a warrior, and there's symbolism in that. Before he became a priest, he was a powerful warrior for David. But if you're going to hang on to David's throne and that key of David vision, you're going to have to be a warrior priest. That's the lesson Father Zadok teaches us today. You have to fight to hang on to that. Today there's been a Laodicean rebellion in God's church. That's what Revelation 3 is concluded by, if you want to go on and read the rest of it. But here, you have to understand why these sons of Zadok are so important in God's future because of what they do today for God. So it means that we perform, or the sons of Zadok must perform like the father Zadok, the priest, and have the same fierce loyalty to David's throne that Zadok did. But the difference being that we deliver the message about that message today. And you can go ahead and read about Ezekiel. Ezekiel himself was in the priestly family of Zadok. He was in that very family. So he was of that genealogy, both physically and spiritually. But I want to read to you something from the reprint articles that I told you about. And I'll just paraphrase this first part. In 1953, there was a newspaper that printed quite a lot of one of Britain's leading historians by the name of Lawrence Tanner. And this Elyria, Ohio Chronicle Telegram presented quite a lot of that in their newspaper when the coronation took place in 1953. And notice what they wrote. The actual place of coronation has a history of 900 years behind it, but the ceremonies and rites wherewith our sovereigns are consecrated have a history which is older still. Oh, it goes back even further than that. Well, just how far does it go back? Let me read a little more of this to you. Each time a monarch is crowned in England, a song titled Zadok the Priest by G.F. Handel is sung. That was written, almost 300 years ago now. But anyhow, here's a quote from that newspaper, which was taken from Tanner's book. The communion service after the opening recognition ceremonies changes the atmosphere of the coronation to one of devotion and deep religious significance. It is from this point that the sovereign, having dedicated herself to the service of her peoples, is solemnly concentrated like a bishop for her task. Meanwhile, the choir sings, as they have sung this point in the ceremony since the earliest known English coronation service, the anthem, Zadok the Priest. I mean, this song goes back long before Handel's version of it. It says, since the earliest known English coronation service. Well, now our book on the United States and Britain and prophecy has proven for some 70 years that the royal family sits on David's throne today. That is the royal family of Britain or England, in England, in London. And these sons of Zadok in this end time or in this last era of God's church are the only people who are proclaiming the truth of God about that throne and what it all means. That's why they're called sons of Zadok. They keep proclaiming the message that they know they are to proclaim, that their father Zadok the priest proclaimed and fought for more directly than what we do today. It's a little different in that respect. But you have to fight to defend the truth. You have to fight to defend the key of David vision, about the throne of David, and that the very throne that Jesus Christ is going to sit on when he returns to this earth because his Father gave it to him. I wonder how much the royal family really understands about their own history, and really there's quite a lot written about it, but when the queen was coronated in 1953, there were like 600 million subjects under the British throne at that time in the Commonwealth, and they're all subjects of the Queen. And then you have there were 2 million people crushed into London's center, but they anointed her with holy oil. Can you imagine that? Just like they did Israel's ancient kings and priests. And then that anointing is an unusual part of the ceremony. But here, I want to give this to you. At the striking innovation when the Bible was solemnly presented to the sovereign as the most valuable thing that this world affords. The most valuable thing that this world affords. Now, can you imagine people today saying that in Britain or in America, and this is really primarily aimed at Britain and America, the birthright nations. Can you imagine them saying, well, the most important thing in the world is the Bible? And if you know the Bible, you know about Zadok the priest. You know about this wonderful key of David vision. You know what Zadok the priest did for David. And David exalted him, and God exalted him to the highest priest, the highest portion of that priesthood, because of his loyalty to what? David? No, to God. He was loyal to God. He knew God was behind David, and he continued on even being loyal to Solomon. So that is why God places so much emphasis on the sons of Zadok today. But look, as I said before, this all comes from the book of 1 Kings, and that's all of the former prophets, and it's all prophetic for this end time today. It's for us right now. And Ezekiel is an end time book for us today, and it talks all of well, in several chapters about the sons of Zadok. And then Revelation talks about the key of David, which is all revolving around the throne of David. So you need to prove all this to yourself, but in conclusion, I'll just read a little bit from that song where it says 12 times, well, I'll just summarize it, 12 times it talks about rejoicing. rejoicing, 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 because if you understand this vision, it's what makes people happy. It's all about the gospel, and it's all about the imminent return of Jesus Christ, who is going to sit on that throne forever and rule this world. That's what it's all about. Until next week, this is Gerald Fleury. Goodbye, friends.
For more information on today's program, request our free reprint article on the Sons of Zadok and our free booklet on the Key of David. Zadok was a warrior priest that loyally served David all the days of his life. Zadok set a wonderful example of how to be loyal to God's throne and government. The Key of David vision opens up your understanding to history and prophecy concerning the throne of David, which Christ will sit on at his return. Those who are loyal in supporting God's work today are referred to as loyal sons of Zadok. Christ promises to highly reward these loyal sons of Zadok at his second coming. Today's free reprint and booklet will give you much more insight into this all-encompassing and most hopeful vision. God wants to share his rule on David's throne with you forever, but that unparalleled reward will be given only to those who courageously support his work today, preparing for the imminent return of Jesus Christ. Those kings and priests will help the Father and Son bring billions of people into the royal family of God, which will include most human beings who have ever lived. Understanding this vision will motivate you to overcome your trials and tests and rejoice as you do so. Request our free reprint article on the Sons of Zadok and our free booklet on the Key of David. Also, be sure to request a free subscription to our news magazine, the Philadelphia Trumpet. Don't miss this month's issue, which also takes an in-depth look at Russia's latest power grabs. Articles also include an inside look at the Trumpet Daily program, which can be viewed at the Trumpet's website. For a sneak peek at this month's Trumpet magazine, as well as daily articles and videos, please visit us online at thetrumpet.com. Request our free reprint article on the Sons of Zadok and our free booklet on the Key of David. You'll also be sent a free subscription to the Trumpet magazine. All of our literature is free and will be sent to you at no cost or obligation. Request your free literature now. To request the free literature, call toll-free 1-800-339-7629. Again, that's 1-800-339-7629. To watch the program online, visit us at keyofdavid.com. If you would prefer to write for today's free literature, send your request to The Key of David, Post Office Box 3700, Edmond, Oklahoma 73083.